As they walked, the subterranean rumblings Hassan had heard earlier grew in frequency. It felt at times as if the entire floor were trembling, taut and fragile like a drumskin.
What is that?
The sigilite paused.
I told you, the war has started. You are close to the heart of it. You have heard myths of the Emperor being absent, that he has forgotten his people. It is not so. He will never forget. But he cannot withdraw. Not now the seal is broken.
He pressed his lips together, his expression hardening.
In truth, I have not yet learned to blame Horus. Until I see him again, changed by the powers that have consumed him, I may not be able to. But I do blame Magnus. Of all of them, he should have known better. We had so many hopes for Magnus.
He shook his head bitterly and kept on walking.
So many hopes, indeed.
They went deeper, passing down spiral stairways cut from the living rock. The air began to smell of burning metal. They passed more of the custodes, some of whom bore scorch marks and deep rents on their glittering armor. The walls themselves trembled. Eventually they entered another grand chamber, one that eclipsed all those that had come before. It soared up into the eternal darkness, lost in shadow. Massive sensors hung on iron chains, their pans glowing with red coals and pungent with incense. More custodians had gathered there, alongside the silent female warriors. None of them held Hassan's attention. He stared up at the central feature of the distant far wall, a pair of massive golden doors, each the height of a warlord titan, each covered in a dazzling tapestry of astrological and mythic icons, overlapping and interwoven in a riot of gilt imagery, a great panoply of serpents, wolves, and angels. The thunderous impacts came from beyond the doors. At times it seemed as if they were barely holding, despite their colossal size. Hassan shrank back. The scale of what was taking place on the other side cowed him.
This is the uttermost edge. A dozen such doors stand between you and the horror, and still, you feel it.
I cannot go in there.
No, you cannot.
Bakador's withered face gazed up at the doors, and his eyes shone in the dark.
Even I cannot. These doors will not open until the end.
Hassan couldn't look away. The noises on the far side were horrific. He thought he caught echoes of unearthly screaming, the strangled discharge of terrible, inhuman energies.
No weapon you could have brought me would compare to those left there. No war has ever been more savage, and yet its existence will never be known. Whatever horrors are destined to take place in the material universe pale in comparison. You stand upon the threshold, Captain. This is to be the true battle for the soul of humanity.
Hassan tried to master himself.
And is he in there?
He is.
Hassan shrank back. The thought, the very idea of anything surviving in that unseen maelstrom seemed impossible. His imagination failed him. It was too immense to process.
You will never have to go through those doors, Cannon. I only show you them so that you will understand.
After a while, he turned away. Hassan followed him closely.
For now, I too remain on this side, undertaking all that must be undertaken to preserve our species' legacy. But a time will come when I must put these things away and make a choice. When that time comes, others will take on my work. So, let me tell you why I really brought you here.
The sigilite looked at Hassan. His gaze was almost painful in its intensity.
I collect individuals as well as stones. I collect souls of integrity, capable of rebuilding what will surely be lost. Some are warriors, some masters of psychic potential, some merely mortals. They will all be needed. They are to be my chosen, the kernel of greater things to come. I require disciples of the repository, acolytes to guard the treasures when I cannot. I need souls to guard the flames of enlightenment and fight the onset of ignorance. The eternal chain must not be broken, even if I am.
The sigilite stopped walking.
Will you join me, Khaled? Will you join this brotherhood?
When the question came, Hassan surprised himself. He did not hesitate. Suddenly, it felt right. As if the question had been waiting for him all his life.
It is my duty. I will do whatever you command.
It is not an order, Captain. Orders are for war masters and primarchs. I merely create possibilities. But I am glad.
Malkador made as if to move away again, but Hassan stayed where he was.
Forgive me.
Hassan looked back over his shoulder to where the golden doors stood and trembled.
You said you had to make a choice. Might I... Can I ask?
What it is?
The Sigilite smiled, though the gesture was a bitter one, as if reflecting on a lifetime of squandered promise.
We all have our fears, Khalid.
Hassan gazed then at the man's aged face. For the first time, he did not feel the aura of tremendous power, nor the weight of arcane wisdom. He saw frailty. He saw dread.
But nothing is certain. Hope remains. Hope always remains.
Then he moved away, striding back into the catacombs, the butt of his staff clicking against the stone. Hassan watched him go. The regent of terror, the master of the Imperium's countless billions, and the hand of the Emperor's vengeance. And at that moment, to him at least, the Sigilite resembled none of those things. He seemed then to Khalid Hassan, formerly of the Fourth Clandestine Order, now the Chosen of Malkador, nothing more than an old man, worn out by an eternity of service, stumbling into the dark. Hassan felt a momentary stab of pity. Then he stirred himself, hurrying after the Sigilite. Not looking back towards the sealed gateway into hell, but heading up instead, towards the gilded terraces of the Imperial Palace. Up there, it would be possible to forget the fractured screaming of the terrible battle that raged in the depths. Up there, for a time at least, the sun still shone.